surveys, in many regards, have been used for, you know, both information, education, potentially, you know, to push, you know, ideas. This one was fundamentally geared toward, we were hearing a lot from government customers that they really wanted to hear what their peers were thinking. It really felt like, by and large, that industry was doing a lot of yelling about virtualization, that it was, to a hammer, the world's a nail, that virtualization was going to solve every problem. And it was really sort of suggesting that it was at a maturity that, you know, why haven't you done this yesterday? And frankly, there's been a bit of a discrepancy between adoption, you know, at the enterprise versus, you know, test and dev. And so we really wanted to understand that better. And I think, you know, that was our motivation. And I think also our motivation was really to help the government really be able to glean kind of what was going on in and around the community in a way that was important. The second area was much of the virtually operate and implement technology. And there wasn't a lot being asked to decision makers in government. And so we teamed with the government business council to really focus this survey on decision makers. And I think that really allowed us to key in more on whether virtualization was really helping to solve some of the business and organizational issues versus just another IT service delivery model. And I think we were able, to get some information in that regard as well.
How did you go about getting the word out about the survey, and who took the survey?
The survey was conducted by Government Business Council. We did work with them to vet the questions, because we really weren't looking to try to just push an idea. We really wanted to get feedback. I think we had about 250 or so respondents, and they ranged virtually across the gamut of civilian as well as DoD agencies. So we got a very wide swath, and they were all at the GS level for the most part. So we really were dealing with people that were in a decision-making or policy orientation.
Were there any lessons learned, any best practices that you might share, that sort of thing?
Sure. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, government's been on, a long-term trajectory around IT modernization. And, you know, we've seen this phenomenon related to virtualization before, largely with and really the notion that I can reduce operating costs, that I can potentially, you know, be more innovative. Really around standardization was really the early form of this. So people look to really push out operational costs through standardization. And then the next movement was around consolidation. And what we found with standardization and consolidation is the same phenomena that approaches didn't solve every business issue. And they really were more technology oriented than they were trying to solve every business issue. And so the top three things that we found out about virtualization, which is really in that sort of next evolution beyond standardization, consolidation, and then virtualization as an enabler, is one was awareness and education. This was a surprise. I mean, we found that nearly one-third, 33% of the respondents said that they had no knowledge of the concept of virtualization, and about 54% said they had intermediate, and only 13% said they were very familiar. So I think the gap between the people that implement and operate technology, between the decision makers around who focus on not only IT service delivery, but also the return on that and the benefit, there was definitely a gap there. And so we really felt like, as a best practice, one of the things that I think the industry by and large needs to do a better job of is educating and creating awareness, and not just about the technology benefits. It's really this notion of if there's a real, truly organizational or business benefit that can break the inertia around change, that's really where it's going to meet the mark. And that education and awareness broadly throughout the levels of government, not just to an IT manager specifically, or a network manager, or a data center manager, but really to a decision maker, we feel is a major best practice the industry needs to adopt. The second one is really around this notion that virtualization solves a bunch of technology problems. And what we found was that implementing and operating a virtual environment is a challenge. And I think when you get past the benefit to, now I've got to operationalize virtualization in my environment, It's very different to manage, and you know, the management and governance and security, creating that as part of an enterprise implementation really enters, you really end up with a lot of issues around how you operate it versus just implement it and get the short-term benefit of maybe a short cost reduction or the like. And then the last piece was definitely, I think, which is common, which we're all hearing about, is security. Security remains a consistent concern, like across the board. And according to recent research from even Gartner, 60% of virtual servers are less secure than the ones they replace. And so what we found that 75% of in our survey, 75% of folks were concerned about isolation and confidentiality of data. 74% were concerned with unauthorized access to multiple systems and resources. And 73% were concerned with hyperjacking, which is a form where someone installs a rogue hypervisor and takes control of the whole server. So this, you know, this notion of security, it's interesting. Many of the choices we gave, people really responded kind of across the board in terms of security. So it still seems to be very pervasive as a concern. So I'd say while there were many things in the survey that clearly you can glean, those were kind of the top three areas that we really saw.